Well, where we'd like to see more trees is more out in the hedgerows and on the roadsides, because since the elms went and the new machinery has come in, the elms simply have not been replaced.
No, well, they used to miss the trees in the hedges, but now the machine comes along and sweeps the whole as well.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's where most of the wild trees grew, really, that was in the hedgerows.
Mm. Because there aren't many oaks in the village, are there?
No, I think I put a little note there. I could only think at one time of one oak, and that was along the cliffside.
That's right. That's still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The big one along the on the nature reserve.
On the slope down to Pickersley.
Yes.
Yes.
It's still there. It was the only big oak in the parish, I think it was. They planted another one on the green now, of course.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's because the land is too good, and oaks don't like very good land, or whether there just didn't happen to be any oaks there. It could just be. Do they grow on good land or on poor
land? The ones we planted, they don't like it. They don't like the limey soil.
Don't they?
No, don't seem to.
Ashes flourish much better than oaks.
Mm.
Were there a lot of ashes in the old days, or was it mainly elms?
It was mainly elms here. Yeah. Yes, if we want to talk about elms, we had a sort of avenue, almost called it. When you go past the manor, you take an S bend on the road, don't you?
Yes.
And just as you come out onto the straight towards Bidford, there were about 20 or 30 huge elms with rooks' nests in. It was a rookery.
Mm.
You could hear the cawing, a rather lovely country sound, the cawing of these rooks.
Now,
they went before elm. I think they were dangerous, because elms are notorious for suddenly breaking off. They're the excuse.
Yeah.
They will suddenly break. Mm. So I think they decided it was probably too dangerous. But anyway, they disappeared. They were cut down before the elm disease came in. Mm. So it's a long time since the rookery was there.
Somebody mentioned there was an avenue down Houghton Lane as well of elms. I forget who it was now.
Mm.
But apparently at one time there was a similar avenue down Houghton Lane.
Yes, there probably were. It was our most common tree, really, the biggest. And
and down on your meadows,
yes,
when we first came, you could see the stumps of dead elms. Yeah. You could trace the hedgelines.
Yeah, a lot of elms down there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lots of small fields down there with hedgerows.
Well, that's all changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. The farm now is sort of one field at the top and another one at the bottom of the hill.
Yes.